Grace and peace to you from God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Yesterday was the winter solstice, often marked and talked about as the shortest day of the year in this hemisphere, and therefore the longest night. A lot of churches even have services on the 21st of December that celebrates the wrong word, that acknowledge the longest night of the year, and that acknowledge that in this season of joy and hope and anticipation, in all of the messages outside of the church that tell us to be happy and celebrate, sometimes there is still pain, loss, loneliness, a feeling that seems fitting for the longest night. I was thinking about that as we read our scripture readings for today, because they are written to people who are experiencing their own version of the longest night. The whole book of Isaiah, where we find much prophecy about the Messiah, about Jesus, where we read in this Advent season, is written to a whole people in exile. A whole group of people who have been taken from their home, taken from everything they know, everything they have faith in, and put into a land foreign to them, with customs foreign to them. And they find themselves wondering in exile how to be close to God when everything they know is so far from them. And Joseph, he was part of a people who were oppressed by the Roman Empire. His family was probably poor, working hard to make ends meet. His people had no real citizenship, no real access to the rights that others had in his world. And alongside that, the woman he planned to marry, the woman who he planned to raise a family with, was found to be pregnant, and not by him. Joseph might have been having a very long night, feeling in exile himself. The things he had hoped for, the things he had been anticipating, suddenly seemed out of reach. He was a good man. He cared about Mary, so he was going to treat her as well as he could, but all of his hopes and dreams for his family were gone. We all know some sense of exile, of being in a time of night, of darkness, of feeling lost and separate from what we know and love. We know it personally, in times we grieve, in times that our life changes and we don't know what is coming next. And we also know it in the world today. We see it in people who are fleeing from their homes because they are no longer safe. We see it in people who work hard every day to just barely have enough sustenance for their children. We see it in things that seem to be broken and never seem to be able to be fixed. We all know what it feels like to be an exile. We all know what it feels like to be experiencing a long night in our soul. It is in this season where nights are longer than days, where darkness seems to abound, that we light candles and we remember the promises of God. In our reading from Isaiah today, the Lord is giving a promise, one that we hold dear. The young woman shall be with child, and she shall bear a son, and he will be Emmanuel. He says it through Isaiah to the king of the people in exile, who, when asked if he would like a sign from the Lord, says, "Oh no, I won't test the Lord and ask for a sign in this place of exile. Isaiah looks at him and says, the Lord is giving you a sign anyways. You are worthy of this sign of God with you in this longest night, in this exile. You are worthy of knowing that God still has promises from you, even far away from everything you know. And then in our gospel reading, we see Joseph, a man who seems to have lost all hope, all the things he was looking forward to, whose life has changed in a way he did not want or anticipate. And an angel from God comes to him and says, no, God is still with you, even in this that seems like your longest night. For you see, you can marry Mary. You can have the family that you longed for. And this child will be your child. You shall name him Jesus. In our times of exile, throughout Scripture, in the story of Advent and Christmas, and in our own lives, God continues to promise to be with us. Emmanuel, God is with us. God who created the whole world, who created the universe, who is so large and beyond understanding, is also choosing to be a child in the manger, to be born a human, not in a palace or a place of great power, but in a poor family, in a poor time, to show us that God is with us, and God is especially with those of us who are in exile, in whatever way we find that. As we light more and more candles each week of Advent, we remember this promise and we look forward to it, and we know that even in our longest night, our times where the darkness seems to come in around us and nothing can push it away, God still promises to be with us, to be light in the darkness. It doesn't immediately solve all the problems and make everything well and good. That's not the world we live in, because we live in a world that is broken by sin. But God promises to be with us in the dark, in the moments of pain or grief or loss or fear. This Advent season is finishing up. Our time of hope and anticipation is finishing up. In just a couple of days, we will light the final candle in the center of our wreath, and we will celebrate the coming of God into this world. So in these final days, I invite you to think about times you have been in exile or are now. Think about those you know in the world, close to you and far away, who are in long, seemingly unending nights. Know that God promises to be with you, and God promises to be with them, and that the love of God can light even the darkest, longest of nights. Amen.